Okay, if you would simply like to relax, make yourself comfortable now. If you feel like you need to move around a little during this, of course, that is fine. Or if you find that comfortable position now, settle there, that is fine also. First of all, I would like you to take 3 deep, relaxing breaths. 1 in. Hold for a second. And out, relaxing your body as you breathe out. And 2 in. Hold for a second. And out, relaxing again as you breathe out. Position that is perfect for you. And as you find that comfortable position, that means you can choose to close your eyes now if you've not already done so, and relax fully, simply focusing on my voice, allowing the words to drift into you. Maybe you can notice the weight of your head resting there on the pillow or on the head of the chair, and you can be aware of your head relaxing there now, knowing that it is fully supported, so you don't have to hold any stress or any tension in your shoulders or in your neck. You can just allow your head to rest back there nice and relaxed and let go. And you can relax your shoulders too, because you know that that bed or that couch will fully support you. It can take your full weight, your full height, every muscle, every fiber of your being, as you just relax back now, fully supported. Because now is the time for you to do nothing. You don't have to be anywhere. You don't have to do anything. And you can just lie back and relax. And your mind can drift and dream as you hear all those sounds around you. Those sounds outside, those sounds inside. None of these things need to distract nor disturb you, as they comfortably remind you that the world is safely still turning, allowing you to focus on my voice. And that means you can allow yourself a moment to just rest back, relax, let go. You can let go of any tension in your stomach or across your shoulders. Ease off those muscles down your back, down your spine, down the muscles in your legs, down through your ankles, all the way down to your feet, your toes, even your arms, and every finger loosening and relaxing, perfectly at ease, drifting and dreaming with your thoughts as you pay attention to your breathing. That gentle rise and fall that happens all by itself. With every breath you take and with every word I speak, you can just let go. To give you a moment to just relax there in peace, but when I speak again, you can choose to relax even further. And as you relax there, listening and enjoying these moments all for yourself, you can let your mind drift and dream. And I wonder if you could imagine something for me. You are stood at the top of 10 steps, 10 beautiful steps, maybe in an old stately home, somewhere you have been, or maybe somewhere you've seen in a film or in television, or perhaps it is somewhere new, a place you have created all for yourself right now. But you know that as you make your way down those stairs, you will find yourself relaxing more and more now. With every number I count, you can just let go of any stress and any tension, and just drift down into a wonderfully quiet and calm. And at the bottom of those steps is a short corridor that leads to a door to a very special place, a room where no one ever goes but you. And in that room you can feel just exactly as you want to feel here today, relaxed, refreshed, perfectly at ease. And to find that place, all you need to do is make your way down those stairs. So as I count from 10 to 0, you can just find yourself relaxing with each number now, drifting deeper now, following my voice as I count 10. Just find yourself relaxing more and more, every step down taking you closer to that room inside. Down to 9, stepping down to 8, perfectly at ease as you carry on down to 7. And there's a handrail strong and solid on the wall alongside you, worn smooth by years of use, and you realize you have been down these stairs many, many times. And this room exists inside you already, ready to be accessed to gain strength and understanding you already possess. And down to 6, there is a picture on the wall beside you, a picture that inspires you as you watch it forming. And I don't know if it's a picture or perhaps a photograph of someone you know, someone you love, or a painting of a special place that gives you peace or confidence. Somewhere special you have been, somewhere you know, or perhaps it is still a swirling mass of colour that hasn't quite formed yet, creating a feeling of strength that comes to you directly deep from within your subconscious, allowing you to trust in this process as you take another step down to 5. Halfway down those stairs, curious as to what you will find as you continue down. 4. It is almost as if you're walking on a cushion of air, not quite touching those steps anymore, floating on down from 3 to 2. Every muscle just loosening and relaxing. And you can see that hallway. You can see the door at the end as you look forward to finding that room, that special place deep inside, a place you know already exists. You're just finding it for yourself again now as you step down from 2 to 1. Almost all the way down those stairs now, just floating on down that final step from 1 to 0. And you can relax your shoulders, every muscle, every fibre of your being perfectly at ease. And you make your way down along that corridor that's lined with pictures. Pictures of people or of places that inspire you, that keep you safe and make you feel comfortable. Reminders of all the successes you've already achieved in your life. Maybe there are certificates, achievements, or maybe just the smiling faces of friends, family, and loved ones. And as you walk down that corridor, you pass a grandfather clock, an old antique grandfather clock, and you can hear it ticking, marking the gentle pass of time. As you stop and look at the hands on the face, you suddenly understand that the sound of the tick is just the sound of a moment passing, and that the space in between the ticks is where we truly exist. The space in between the ticks is where we truly exist. The space in between the ticks is the very moment where all is real, and you can choose to put your mind in that space. And now as you watch the hands slowly moving around the face, realizing that although they have been around so many times, every second of every minute, of every hour, of every day, for weeks, months, years, decades, centuries, those hands can only tell you the very moment in which you truly exist, the now. Because the past, it is gone. And gone with it is any opportunity to change what's happened. Yet you understand the wonderful truth is we don't have to change the past. You have coped with and you have survived everything from your past. And the future is just a dream you can colour with bright, clear possibility. And you can choose to imagine your future just as you would wish it to be. You can fill it with all the happiness, the joy, and all the success that you truly deserve. But it all begins in this very moment where all is real between the ticks of the clock. Before you move on from the clock in front of you, you see your reflection in the glass window of the cabinet. As that pendulum swings back and forth deep inside, back and forth, back and forth. You catch your reflection and something has changed. As you stand reflected in the glass, something has already changed. You can't quite catch what it is. Perhaps it is that you are standing more confidently, or that there is a smile on your face, or happiness in your eyes, a joy that's radiating from you, that you can witness in that reflection of you now. And this inspires you as you turn and move forward, floating down along that corridor to the door of that room where no one ever goes but you. That room in which you can discover so much about yourself, and how you'll find that comfort, that peace, that understanding that already exists deep inside of you. For in that room you can imagine, create, rehearse, and be the person who you seek to be, the person who you truly are. Before you open the door, you study it and catch its every detail. You notice whether it is hinged to the left or to the right, its size, its shape, its color, its texture, its design. Will it open towards you or away from you? Will it creak or glide open? Is it light? Is it heavy? Is it old? Is it new? And you see the handle, but before you reach out to open the door, you notice the lock. And I wonder where the key is. Is it in your pocket or around your neck on a length of twine? Or is it already in your hand? An old, ornate brass key that's touch, but warms as you hold it in your hand. Wherever that key is, you know that room is never locked to you. That room is always accessible to you now, because all you need to do is simply remember it exists deep inside of you right now. Because to open the door, you simply use your mind. Your mind is the key that unlocks that door as you find yourself stepping through into a room that's just exactly as you choose it to be. All around you flows a feeling of safety and of comfort, bringing a strength that flows through you and radiates from you, inspiring you to trust in the positive future you create for yourself. Every day you feel more confident, more capable, and more connected with all your inner skills and resources. Resources that are waiting here now, waiting for you to tap into and enjoy. And now, when you are ready to, you can return to the waking world, bringing all of these new findings with you. So as I count up slowly from 1 to 5, you can simply wake up to feel fantastic and refreshed. 1, slowly coming back up to that waking state now. 2 and 3, gradually feeling more awake, more aware, wiggling your fingers and toes, or maybe stretching, whatever helps you to feel more awake and more refreshed. 4, opening your eyes now if you've not already done so, and 5, eyes open and feeling refreshed and fantastic.